www.radiomaria.com.
Welcome to the Cortland Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in company's profile. Now, the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report with Al Cortland and Jeff Deist. Jeff and I are honored right now in the sense that we're opening the show with John Walter Williams. John Williams is a good friend. Everybody loves this guy because John is a very, very bright economist who doesn't particularly agree with some of the numbers that the government is putting out from an economic standpoint, and he writes about that all the time in his very, very great newsletter, Shadow Stats. John, Jeff brought to my attention that you came out with a video interview earlier in the week. You are maintaining that 2013 is going to be the year that perhaps the fact that the emperor isn't wearing any new clothes is going to become reality. What are your comments?
Frankly, I'm looking at our current fiscal mess, and I'm going after shocks of the crisis that came to a head in 2008 to evolve into a hyperinflation by the end of next year, by the end of 2014. But before that would happen, I'd expect to see a massive sell-off in the dollar. And that's what I think will blow apart this year. We'll set the stage for much higher inflation in the early stages of a hyperinflation. What you have to consider with the federal fiscal circumstance is that it's not quite as advertised, as, and that's true with most government numbers, but the official deficit reporting is based on cash flow, cash in, cash out. The government does, however, also put forth annual statements that are prepared using generally accepted accounting principles, GAAP accounting. The difference is that last year, on a cash basis, the deficit was roughly $1.1 trillion, and that's what the people in Washington are looking at in terms of what they have to balance. Look at it on a GAAP basis and look at the year-to-year change in the net present value of the unfunded liabilities, and net present value being the cash you have in hand in order to cover those unfunded liabilities in the future. The deficit's been running around $5 trillion for the per year for the last couple of years, and looks like it was about $7 trillion in 2012. That's beyond any hope of containment or control. And you could raise taxes. You take 100% of everyone's wages and salaries. You could not bring that into balance in a given year. You can't raise taxes enough to do that. On the other side, you could cut every penny of government spending except the social programs, and you'd still be in deficit. In order to bring things into balance, you can't do it with higher taxes. Well, we're already at a point now where that becomes a net negative for the economy, or a net negative for the deficit because it hits the economy and revenues start to fall, and so you don't get the tax increases that you think. And you can't do it without getting the social programs into fiscal balance. Again, you cut every penny in defense spending. You're still in deficit on a GAAP basis. What that means, and I'll contend that they don't have the political will in Washington to take care of this, eventually the government finds itself unable to raise funds to cover its obligations. The auctions don't go well. There's no way of raising the cash other than by printing it, which gives you hyperinflation. And that just with nothing else having happened, that would have come to crisis by the end of this decade. But with what happened in 2008, crash in the system, near collapse in the system, all the money that was created by the Fed, guaranteed, spent, whatever had to be done between the Fed and the federal government, just extraordinary sums were put out there to keep the system from crashing, keeping the financial system from collapsing. They weren't kidding when they were talking of the risk of that, but they didn't do anything there that resolved the problems of the banking system. They did nothing there that turned the economy around. and all the problems that were festering then or coming to a head then still exist. We're going to have a further crisis not too far down the road. If you want to bring things into balance here, the big crisis that is surely yet to hit, but which will trigger the problem with the inflation, is with the U.S. dollar.
Jeff, you were involved with the federal government in the years that John is talking about. What are your observations?
Well, it's very interesting to me that John points out that, look, on a pure cash basis, our single-year deficit in terms of revenues coming in versus cash going out might be, you know, $1.1 trillion. But if we force the federal government to follow U.S. GAAP, then in reality, we'd have to have another $5 trillion coming in to have the net present value of future liabilities. And as you guys know, this is the kind of behavior that in a public company, the SEC and the PCAOB would be going after them, maybe even criminally, for this kind of unfunded liabilities. So, you know, it's just another example of A, government cooking the numbers, and B, government not having to follow the rules that it imposes on the rest of society.
Those observations, I think, are fascinating. The unemployment numbers came out yesterday morning, yesterday being Friday, February 1st, and I find those numbers to be almost laughable. What are your comments?
Well, what you have to understand is that the unemployment number that you get is as defined by the government. If you took a survey of everyone in the United States as to whether or not he or she was unemployed, you'd get an immediate response. Everyone has a fair idea as to whether or not they're working, whether or not they want a job. You'd get a much higher unemployment rate taking a survey like that than you do with the government's headline number, because the government only counts as unemployed those people who have actively looked for work in the last 4 weeks. What's happened with the extreme depth and length of this downturn, and I'll contend we have not seen an economic recovery. It's been an illusion created by the use of too low inflation numbers.
You're telling me that you don't agree with Harry Reid? Come on, this guy's a Senate Majority Leader.
No, I'm not a politician.
There you go.
And I just try to give people a straight story. The thing is that if you count the people who consider themselves unemployed but have given up looking for work because there are no jobs to be had, they're generally referred to as discouraged workers. The government does that actually in its surveying, or at least it counts those people who've been discouraged for less than a year, and where the government puts out multiple levels of unemployment. The headline number, the U3, is the one that just came in at 7.9%. Their broadest measure, which is called U6, includes the short-term discouraged workers. It includes people who are working part-time for economic reasons. They want a full-time job, but they can't get a full-time job. That unemployment rate's at 14.4%. And if you count those people who are discouraged workers but have been discouraged for more than a year, those people used to be counted before the sorting system was overhauled in 1994. I estimate that number. Right now we're seeing unemployment on that basis, and I think this is about what you'd find with a broad survey of everyone in the country, at 23%. I find that few people find that hard to believe. It's more the common experience. Now, some people say, oh my goodness, that's close to the 25% unemployment that we hit in the Great Depression. The peak number in the Great Depression that's estimated at 25% was calculated well after the fact, and it was at a time when 27% of the population lived and worked on farms. Today, that's less than 2% of the population. If you look at the peak unemployment rate, Great Depression, as it's been estimated after the fact, for the non-farm workers, that was up around 35%, and I think that's a more comparable number to what I have, so shy of that. We're as bad as we've been post-Great Depression. I think it's going to get worse, unfortunately.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. John Walter Williams, who is very definitely a voice in the wilderness, has something very, very important to say. Jeff and I are going to be right back. Stick around.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault. 20 sea varieties for only $37.95. Tatler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. You know, you have to admit, John Williams is one of the most interesting economists out there. I've known John, had the privilege of knowing John for the past 5 or 6 years. He's been a kind of a regular guest on our program. He's going to be on very much more often here in the future. But he is, I think, one of the most accurate economists out there. And I got to tell you, it's a pleasure for both Jeff and I to be able to call him a colleague. Got another colleague on the line right now, Jeremy Martin. Jeremy is in charge, along, I believe, with your brother Jay, of the Cambridge House Investment Conference. We've got one coming up here on February 23rd and 24th, which Jeff and I are very, very proud to be a part of. It's in Indian Wells. I was a part of it last year, had an absolutely marvelous time, learned an awful lot. I've got the list of speakers in front of me right now. Jeremy, you got a pretty good show coming up.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about it. The speaker roster is looking pretty good, and the show's shaping up very well so far.
Hey, Jeremy, is it easier to sell Palm Springs in January than cold, rainy Vancouver in January?
Well, they've both got their positives, but it's definitely not a hard sell to convince people to get out of rainy Vancouver in February and go get some vitamin D down in the desert, that's for sure.
Well, Jeremy, let me ask you this. I've been to my share of investment or trade conferences over the years. I hate to say I don't believe I've been to a Cambridge House event. Tell me a little bit about sort of your philosophy and what you look for, at least in the Palm Springs show, to present to folks.
Well, with the Palm Springs show, we really focus on wealth preservation, especially with the economic times and the way that some of these equity investments are going at the moment. You really need to be well-rounded with your information and how you approach these investments. So, we focus on, we're really heavy into the PGMs along with the base metals and the rare earth elements. But a show like this really focuses on the, on that wealth preservation side of how you get involved with the precious metals, both through the equity investments and also with the physical aspect of ownership as well. So a number of the speakers we'll have down there will talk and focus on that. And just how do you diversify your assets, diversify your investments to really protect yourself during uncertain times as we're in right now, we think.
Jeremy, I got to tell you, most of the guests in Indian Wells, coincidentally, are regular guests on our program, starting with Grant Williams, Frank Holmes, all of these guys. I'm looking forward to reconnecting with John Malden, who is going to be down there. John is a very, very interesting man. But, I have learned more, I have to tell you, from Grant Williams, who spoke at your show last year, and from Frank Holmes, along with Rick Rule. I forgot Rick is also going to be speaking there, than I have from an awful lot of people. I've got nothing but respect for those guys. And I would have to say anybody in the Palm Springs area or anybody who has access to the Coachella Valley, which is Palm Springs to Indio, really, you just can't benefit more. You can't learn more than you can learn from a conference of this type. And, and I applaud you guys for continuing the trend down there.
Yeah, absolutely. And, with all these speakers, a lot of them know each other, so it provides a really great environment. The dynamics that they have, with their own presentations and how they get on the panels and banter back and forth really creates a cool environment. And the other thing that's nice about a show like this is it's a boutique show. It's small. So, you have the ability to walk up to these guys and, ask them the questions if you're a subscriber or if you're possibly interested in becoming a subscriber with them. Getting that FaceTime with some of these guys isn't something that you have the opportunity to do many other places.
Well, the other thing, Jeremy, is you've got a huge market in Southern California between Los Angeles and San Diego that's only a couple hours' drive from this show. So, I mean, especially, let's say, a newbie investor could come to the show and with a very low cost in terms of their own time in just a day, I think really make some big light-years-type steps in their own investment education in just a short time.
I know. We've got some listeners to our show who are going to be coming up from that area. I know Mark, who was a listener on our show from San Diego, came up last year, and Kath and I had the opportunity to meet with him. Very, very interesting guy. I personally think that this show, I know it's a boutique show, I know it's a small show compared to the extravaganzas that you folks do, whether it's in Vancouver or Toronto or Calgary, but I gotta tell you, as you said, one-on-one time that's available to attendees of this particular show is incredible, not only with the speakers, but certainly also with the public company management that you have down there.
Absolutely, and you know, that's one of the big drivers of the show. I mean, we always promote that when you're going to be making these investments, you should be going up to these companies, you should be looking at them in the face, and you're going to be talking with management. You're not just going to be speaking with some corporate communications or other individuals at the company. You know, the presidents, the CEOs, the GOs, they're all down there, and you have the opportunity to, you know, have them at your beckoning to, you know, get a real inside view and a real grasp around the opportunities that exist, and that's something that, you know, again, doesn't happen. I don't think happens enough anyway.
Now, you have that list in front of you, but for those of us who haven't seen it yet, can you or Jeremy discuss some of the speakers?
Oh, sure. I mean, I'd love that. I don't want to steal Jeremy's thunder by any stretch of the imagination, but, I mean, you got the cream of the crop down there. Brent Cook's going to be there, Bill Murphy and Chris Powell, my buddies from GATA. Chris Berry's going to be doing a workshop. You've got a host of public companies are going to be there. Peter Schiff, by the way, I neglected to mention Peter. Peter has been on our show a number of times. I happen to really like the guy, and I'm looking forward to reconnecting with him also, along with Rick. John Kaiser is going to be a speaker, as is Grant Williams. So I think it's going to be very, very good. I've got the privilege of hosting a panel with John Kaiser, Greg Wecton, and Dr. Michael Berry and Frank Holmes one day, and then the next day, Nick Hodge, I'm sorry, Nick is going to be there. That's very interesting. I didn't notice that. Jason Hamlin, and then a panel with that Rick Rule is going to be moderating with Brent, John, and Fulp, Nikki Fulp. Who else is going to be? Okay, we're also doing a panel on creating and preserving wealth. The last day of the show, John Walden, Grant Williams, and Rick Rule and Peter Schiff, that I also have the privilege of moderating. And I got to tell you, that's going to be an awful lot of fun. What have I missed, Jeremy? Anything?
I think you nailed them just about all. You know, we've also got Peter Spina of Goldseek. David Skarica is going to be coming up from the Bahamas. We're happy to have him back. He hasn't been up in a little while. Mickey Fulp as well, there's a very nice medley of diversity amongst the speakers, and it's looking like it's going to be awesome. You're right.
Well, the thing that I like about it, you know, is that, Jeff, I got to tell you, you're going to really enjoy it, because the environment for a couple of old golfers like you and me, the environment couldn't be better from both a business standpoint and a personal standpoint, in the sense that the conference hall is nestled right in between two world-class golf courses in Indian Wells at the Indian Wells Resort. And then the facility, the hotel, is just absolutely, the Hyatt is just an absolutely incredible place to stay. So we are looking forward to that. Jeff, you got the final word, bud? We got about 30 seconds.
Well, Al, that's why God created FedEx, to ship the golf clubs ahead of time. Not that I would ever do that, because all of my time and energy would be focused on learning more about some of these companies and some of these newsletters.
And that's what everybody ought to be doing. Jeremy, we're going to do a follow-up on this in a week or so, just to provide updates to listeners on any changes that you guys, perhaps additions is a better way to put it, that you guys have made to the show. But, my friend, have a great rest of the weekend. Jeremy, looking forward to seeing you down there. Stick around, ladies and gentlemen. Big Al and Jeff are going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he's made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Jeff Deist with me, as always, co-host on the weekend edition and the daily edition of the Corlin Economics Report. We are chatting right now with a mutual friend of ours, Jay Taylor. And the subject that I want to throw out here is basically a reflection by Jay on how he feels the conventional stock market reacted yesterday, rightly or wrongly, to some news that came out regarding unemployment numbers, et cetera. Now, we chatted with John Walter Williams of Shadow Stats in the opening segment of the show. We know what he thinks about all of this. I guess I have to throw it over to you, Jay. You've been studying the economy since 1980, 81, even longer than that, when you were in the banking industry. How do you feel about the reaction of the Dow, for example, yesterday to the news that, quote, unquote, the employment situation is looking a little bit better?
Oh, I don't think I don't think you can really figure that the market is reacting so much to that. I think the market's going to do what the market is going to do, and probably the more important driver in the market, in the equity markets and in the bond markets, is just the enormous amount of fiat money that's pumped into the system that provides purchasing power, and it's not helping the economy long term. I mean, you have little improvements, but I mean, let's not forget that we just had a negative GDP figure using the government's own numbers. I mean, if you really use the honest inflation numbers and that John Williams talks about, I think we're looking at a contraction, an economy that's never come out of a contraction in reality in terms of its real, in terms of real purchasing power and growth, probably. So I don't try to ascribe the market's behaviors to news events that comes out. I think if anything, the market is probably looking forward. We say the market is comprised still, what's left of capitalism to an extent. Here in the U.S., the market is really comprised of lots of different players. And collectively, the market is going to do what those millions of people, players, decide it needs to do. And I think it's forward-looking, so I think the market is probably saying, well, you know, for the foreseeable future, things are looking better, or at least not necessarily in the economy, though. It's just looking better in the sense that there's going to be more purchasing power because Ben Bernanke is going to keep pumping money into the system. If all of this helped drive the real economy, that would be a good thing, but it's not, unfortunately. We're in a recession. We've got too much debt. Nothing is going to get very much better until somewhere along the line we have a day of reckoning when all of this debt makes more sense relative to the income in the economy. And I think as long as government keeps actively involving itself and not allowing the markets to work, we're not going to have a very happy picture as far as mainstream is concerned. Now, as far as Wall Street's concerned, that's what the game is devised for. That's why the Federal Reserve was created, in order to protect the interests of Wall Street. And they're quite happy with this game. But, if we care about the country as a whole, I think you have to be very concerned.
Jay, I have to agree with you. And first and foremost, when I look at and hear about Dow 14,000, the first question that springs to mind is, well, 14,000 what? $14,000, okay, but what's the value of a dollar as compared to a year ago or 5 years ago or 10 years ago? So the dollar is a fiat currency. It's always fluctuating relative to other currencies. But in terms of actual physical stuff, including gold most notably, I think there's no question that the dollar is in serious decline. So when you say the Dow's at 14,000, that's become somewhat meaningless because the dollar itself is worth less and less each day. But the other thing I'd like to point out, the Dow at 14,000, I don't think benefits the average Joe much at all, because a lot of average investors who might have been in the market either via mutual funds or their 401k or whatever, I think a lot of those people got out on the margins after the crash of 2008, because unlike the Warren Buffetts, you know, a guy who makes $60,000 a year and has maybe $5,000 invested or $10,000 invested, that's a huge sum of money to him or her. So, you know, this idea that Dow 14,000 means that the economy is somehow healthy, I don't think that's true. I think it's, first of all, the number is meaningless. And second of all, I think it's mostly just the institutional investor class, the pros on Wall Street, who are making money right now. It's not the average guy or gal who's seeing his or her portfolio go up.
Well, I think your point is very, very well taken, Jeff, with respect to what does 14,000 mean? I'm looking at some numbers. At the very peak of the equity market bull market back in 2000, the Dow to gold ratio was something like 44 to 1. It's now 8 to 1. And so, you know, the real Dow, what a dollar will buy you in terms of real money, and that would be gold, the Dow is in a bear market, and one of the worst bear markets we've ever seen in real purchasing power. So it's all an illusion. The fiat monetary system is totally an illusion. And, of course, but people, as long as the government can keep people thinking in terms of this fake money, this fiat money, money that's forced on us at the barrel of a gun, rather than what the market would choose and what it has chosen through history, that is gold or silver. Well, in terms of gold or silver, real money, they can't be inflated away. The Dow is in one heck of a bear market. And I think that's reflective also in terms of the living standards of the middle class in America, which is being hollowed out because its real purchasing power, even though it's thinking in nominal terms and dollar terms, is really being in a very massive decline.
You know, Jay, I would maintain that what's happening right now, and we discussed this earlier in the week on a couple of editorials, but I would say that the reason the media is so supportive, okay, of the economy right now, and I believe that that is blatantly misdirected, but I would maintain that the reason that that's happening is because the government and its voice, i.e. the media, realizes that if the truth were known, okay, the level of somewhat optimism in the United States on the part of, I would have to say, the masses would disappear. And if that happened, if the truth were known, I think that we would be in a very, very severely negative, boy, there's an interesting comment, severely negative economic situation. And that would translate into a very, very negative social situation. What do you guys think? Jay, specifically, what do you think about that?
Oh, absolutely right. You know, John Maynard Keynes, he talked about animal spirits. So
right.
The animal spirits is what drives our economy. Tom Keene asks every day on Bloomberg, how are the animal spirits? Well, that's baloney. I mean, that's animal spirits. It's a con game. And all of the major media is owned by large corporate interests that want to keep the game going. It's a fiat currency game. It's money that's created out of nothing. It's ticket money, as Larry Parks calls it, that's used by the people that create it to take wealth away from the people that create wealth, namely miners, manufacturers, inventors, farmers, doctors, people that do things that are real for people are getting hosed big time, so that Wall Street and Washington can share their increase their share of GDP.
Yeah. Jeff, we got about 2 minutes left here, bud.
Well, I mean, all of this, when you step back, it's really embarrassing to me as an American, because I love this country very much. And for us to have to sit here and kid ourselves and fool ourselves and lie about the severity of the situation we're in is really embarrassing. I mean, I would rather take a course where we listen to someone like David Walker, who's got a lot of facts at his fingertips, start assessing the problem, start moving forward. And for most people who are in a terrible state of debt, where their debts and their obligations, you know, wildly exceed their income, you have a debt restructuring process. Now, whether that takes place via bankruptcy officially or outside of bankruptcy by renegotiating with our creditors, I mean, let's just do it. Let's rip the Band-Aid off and get back to some sort of foundation for a real economy so that our kids and our grandkids don't have to suffer. I mean, if we're going to have problems, you know, I'd rather not have them last 20 years. I'd rather have them last 5 years and get it over with. I mean, let's restructure our debt. Let's restructure our entitlements. And let's get back to a system where, you know, productivity gains because of profits and capital reinvested are what drives the economy, not just printing air money over at the Fed.
Well, you're somewhat disagreeing with a Nobel laureate economist, Paul Krugman. Oh, I just bit my tongue because I had it stuck in my cheek. But, you know, even Krugman admits that short term, he says print, print, print. But he said, you know, the deficit really matters in the long term. And in the long term, something definitely has to be done about that. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to say it's great to have Jay back on the show. I want you to do me a favor. Jay has a great radio program, Turning Hard Times into Good Times. We will provide you a banner with that particular program. It airs live on Tuesdays, and if I'm not mistaken, it is also archived. Jay's got some great guests on the show. He's got some interesting things to say. Jeff and I are going to be right back with Danielle Park. Stick around.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley-C. Why Alley-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley-C. For more information and to order Alley-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley-C today.
Looking back on 2012, I know personally I'm thanking God that my family and I made it through the year. From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy, our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. My friends at eFoods Direct hear from customers every day that are fortunate to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. Danny from New York City wrote in following Hurricane Sandy and said, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help myself sister and my niece. Bottom line, it's better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. Heed Common Sense's warning and do what I've done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask about the Alex Jones special or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get self-sufficient today. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report. Hope you guys are looking forward to a great weekend and having a great Saturday and all the rest of it. As you know, Big Al just got back from a couple 3 days in Arizona. And I got to tell you, for those of us who live in the northwestern United States, are we crazy or what? How do we put up with this weather? Here's an interesting follow-up question. How do we put up with what's going on in the market? Jeff and I are chatting right now with Danielle Park. Danielle is a principal along with her husband, Corey, in an investment firm called Venable Park. They're located about an hour north of Toronto. Very, very successful firm. Danielle is also the author of a best-selling book called Juggling Dynamite. She is a frequent speaker at investment conferences throughout North America, and she's also a very, very good friend. Jeff, why don't you take over with the first question, bud?
Hey, good morning, Danielle. You know, since you were last on with us, we had quite a few comments from listeners, and one of which I'd like to forward to you. Could you speak just generally about whether or not you like to put your own clients into physical precious metals and or gold and silver mining stocks?
Sure. I've actually written in detail about this a few times because people are often asking that question. My point of view is that, and I go into it a bit in that presentation that's online from Vancouver, there's been a financialization of commodity-based assets over the past 10 years where they used to have some negative correlation to overall equity markets, and then what happened was everyone started creating ETFs and paper version shares and, you know, managed pools of commodity-based investments, and they basically began to track with risk markets generally. So our whole point is about managing risk. And if we're going to have something in the account, we want it to have some diversity benefit, not just move in tandem with everything else. So basically, we won't buy paper versions of bullion funds, as an example. If a client wishes to have physical exposure to gold or silver or any of that, we suggest that they buy it and put it in their own safe, keeping it separate from, you know, because we manage paper assets. Portfolios, right? They're cash, they're bonds, they're fixed income, they're equities. So if they have that exposure, it's not held within the accounts, and we won't buy ETFs of such things. If we wish to buy mining shares or resource companies, we do so in the version of sector ETFs or indices. So we will not buy individual gold companies, but we would buy, you know, something like the gold index.
But in terms of physical itself, you want to stay with the physical. You don't want a paper version of the physical. And I got to tell you, you know, Jeff, I'm not sure how you feel about that, but Kathy and I started buying gold and silver, and much, much more silver than gold, you know, probably, I don't know, 15 years ago or thereabouts. And I agree 100%. You know, I think there's only really one reason to be involved in precious metals. And quite frankly, for me, it's not the trade on a daily basis based on price fluctuations. For me, it's having the security of knowing that, you know, if in fact the sky falls and Chicken Little was right, you know, that I've got hopefully some liquidity so I can, you know, buy food and fuel and the rest of it in terms of silver rounds. Danielle, we have an interesting situation in the market right now. You know, we're recording this on Thursday, and I saw an interesting story, and two interesting stories on Bloomberg. One of them was the California bonds have gotten a bit of a better rating because supposedly the financial situation in California is getting better. But by the same token, on Thursday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, which is a great indicator of what people are thinking about in the conventional markets, wasn't particularly strong. How do you account for that?
Oh, God. I think there's so many different factors that are pulling at risk appetites right now. Basically, you know, California as a state is incredibly susceptible to asset bubbles. And, you know, there's a remarkably good book, if anyone's interested in reading this. It's called The High Beta Rich. It came out a couple of years ago. But it basically talks about how the American economy became focused on asset bubbles and how wealth was created. You know, in the old days, you'd have to go found a steel company and grow it for 40 years to become a billionaire. But in the new economy of the last, say, 15 years, you could basically do that by founding an internet company or a timeshare company or something in the real estate sector, and you could become very wealthy overnight. So that's been great for places like California when they have the tech innovation and the big, you know, IPOs and things where private people sell their company and make billions, but it's also very lumpy. So it creates great distortions because they're trying to run their public services on a budget which is susceptible to huge swings of boom and bust. And so that's one of the things, you know, whenever you've had a long run in stocks, for example, you know, a lot of people were prompted to sell, I think, securities in December of this year. And so we saw that in the income data this morning, you know, where the U.S. income data was up for December. But I suggest to you that that's also a lot of the capital that's been plowed back in January. So the money flows, again, have been distorted by trying to anticipate changes in taxation laws. And whenever you get a bursting period in these asset bubbles, you also suffer disproportionately in certain economies like California because all of a sudden, you know, stock values plummet and people are no longer claiming capital gains, and it kind of all goes in reverse. And suddenly they're left with deficits they didn't plan on.
No, Danielle, we have been talking quite a bit on the site lately about real estate and real estate prices. Now, from a Canadian perspective, I'm curious. I understand that you manage paper assets, in effect, on behalf of your clients. But nonetheless, wealthy individuals tend to have real estate or at least have an interest in real estate. Do you still share our sense that a lot of the Canadian markets, especially when it comes to condominiums, are wildly overheated?
Oh, yeah, we've been concerned about that for the past probably 5 years. Certainly in 2008, we began to see a downturn in Canadian real estate. Similar, you know, we tend to lag your major markets, and we did that in the regulatory environment. You know, in the United States, when you were bringing out all your exotic mortgage types, we really didn't get to that in Canada until sort of 2006-07. So just as your bubble was bursting, we started to do stupid things like interest-only mortgages and 40-year amortizations and zero down payments, and the CMHC, which is our equivalent of like your Fannie and Freddie, started backstopping all these risky mortgages. So that was a train going the wrong direction in leading into the 2008 recession. And then what happened was our realty property values started down in places like Vancouver and Toronto, some of the real hot areas, Calgary, and then quickly rebounded. So where your property markets have continued to have downside and have done a lot of important work in wringing out, you know, excesses, who knows if you're absolutely at the bottom yet, but you've certainly come down a long, long way from that bubble peak in 2006, whereas in Canada, we had the opposite experience. So we started to have some softness, and then we doubled down on the risky mortgages and promoting credit use in the banks, and, you know, Canadians just basically backed up the truck on domestic and revolving credit because interest rates were cut so low after in the recession. So now, you know, 5 years later, where the world in other places has made some progress in that deflation in squeezing out the excess and the bad credit, Canada's just really getting started. And you look at our data, our prices relative to rents or relative to disposable income or, you know, any of the main metrics are all on the very extreme readings in Canada. So I think Toronto has the most overbuilt condo market today of any city in the world. And you got to think, I mean, it's a nice place, but, you know, it really doesn't warrant that much excessive construction. And I think that that is likely to prove to be a problem for inventories as we move forward.
I find it interesting that the market is remaining as solid as it is up there. I mean, you talk about a plethora of condominiums. I don't spend as much time in Toronto, obviously, as you do, but Vancouver is, I mean, one after another, after another, after another. Danielle, I'm a real believer in diversification. Jeff is a real believer, as I am, in precious metals, but he also, you know, learned a very valuable lesson from his father, and that's that, you know, conservatism makes a whole lot of sense in investing. Tell us how you feel about that comment, would you?
I work for people that have amassed the bulk of savings, and, you know, having come from nothing myself and built up some wealth over the years of my life, once you have wealth, you have downside. You have to be more focused on not losing than on how many quick bucks you can make after that. And that's a fundamental difference between the people in the world who have, you know, something to lose and the bulk of people, you know, are just kind of wildly going on risks and casinos. And I think if you get your mindset, if you're in the latter category, where you have something to lose and you get taking, you know, advice or information from the sell side or from the side that's, you know, really on a wing and a prayer, I think you're in for a lot of heartache. So everything's got to be about capital preservation, maintaining liquidity. I think that's one of the big mistakes people make. I saw them make it in 2008 where they thought that if they tied up all their cash, that was going to be some kind of protection to the downside or liquidity benefit. And of course, everything, including gold in that downturn, because a bunch of margin players start selling their, you know, everything under the sun to cover their margin calls, you see things like gold even potentially sell off in that environment. So if you expect to have liquidity, if you expect to have buying opportunity, which I suggest to you, a really exciting buying opportunity is likely not too far ahead. You could get another one like 02, you could get another one like 2009, and if you don't has some liquidity set aside, then you are not going to be able to take advantage of that.
Good advice. Big Al and Jeff are going to be right back.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.